How you respond to criticism of you or the program or agency makes all the difference. From the work of Dr. David Burns, I came across an incredibly helpful concept, which is also a skill, and it's called the law of opposites. If you disagree with a criticism that is totally untrue and unfair, you will immediately prove that the criticism is entirely valid. This is a paradox. In contrast, if you genuinely agree with a criticism that is totally untrue and unfair, you will instantly put the lie to it. This is also a paradox. Now, if we were in a live training class, I could field some examples of how you may have been criticized as a group supervisor, and then attempted to demonstrate how the law of opposites works. This is a very precise skill that takes a little bit to explain and a lot of work to understand and begin to use well. Here's an example. A staff once said to me, "You are always coming around my cubicle to check up on me. You don't trust me." Now, a normal but poor response to this would be for me to argue or explain myself, such as saying, "Oh no, I'm not checking up on you. I just like to come by in case you need support, or to say hello and connect with you." Although this may be true, in the world of the law of opposites, I have just proven that the staff is correct. I don't trust her. This is true not because I didn't really trust her, but because I did not acknowledge her statement. In fact, I've ignored her statement and asserted my own truth. I have, in fact, not trusted her. This was not my intention, but it is the result. Another mistake would be to try to problem solve. To give an example of this, I might have told her, "Oh no, I just want to say hello and offer support. Is there a better way for me to offer you support?" The staff did not ask for support, and again, I did not acknowledge her complaint. I just jumped into problem solving. Jumping into problem solving without acknowledging what the staff said or what they are feeling is a huge mistake, one I've made countless times without even knowing it. Instead of arguing with her or explaining myself or jumping in to solve the problem, I could have used the law of opposites. I could have found some truth in what she was saying and acknowledged that truth. I could have said, for example, "You're right. I am always coming around to people's cubicles and offices and probably making people feel uncomfortable. I feel kind of awkward realizing that. Would you please tell me more about what you are thinking and feeling?" This revised response acknowledges her thoughts and feelings directly, but in a kindly way. I also use that age-old "I feel" statement. I feel kind of awkward. This gives the staff assurance that I really have heard what she said and takes ownership of my own behavior. Notice also that in this response, I didn't go to the extreme of saying something like, "It is true that I don't trust you. I must be the worst supervisor ever." This example is not what is meant by the law of opposites. You don't have to go to an extreme. Notice also that in my revised response here, I did not explain myself or argue or problem solve. I merely acknowledged what she was saying. I found some truth in it. It was true that I came around to her cubicle at different times throughout the week. I shared my own feelings in a tactful way that I was feeling kind of awkward. And I asked her to share more about what she was thinking and feeling. In a live demonstration, we could come up with lots of other examples. For the sake of this training, we're limited to this one. When I used the law of opposites in group or any other setting, I found that things generally went well. In contrast, whenever I tried to defend myself or explain myself or problem solve, it usually did not turn out so well.